Hey y'all, I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm on a mission to help photographers just like you build successful senior photography businesses. Why? Because when I first started, I couldn't find the answers I was looking for to help me in my business, and I don't want that for you. I created Seniorology to be a complete resource full of education, information, and inspiration for senior photographers. With over 10 years of experience and a lot of trial and error, I've learned what it takes to create a six-figure senior photography business that is still going strong today. I created this podcast with you, the senior photographer, in mind to share with you what works and what doesn't, what I'm actually implementing in my own business in order to help you create the business of your dreams and become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hey there, and welcome to the Seniorology Podcast. I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm so happy you're here. If you're a high school senior photographer trying to grow your business, then this is the perfect place for you. As a senior photographer with a business that's been up and running for over 15 years, I can confidently say that by having the right tools, the right mindset, and the right education, you can become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Because guess what? If I can do it, so can you, and I'm here to help you every step of the way. I'm so excited you've joined us for another episode because today we're diving deeper into the business side of senior photography with a focus on pricing, contracts, and customer service. These elements form the backbone of a successful photography business, and mastering them can mean the difference between merely surviving and thriving in the world of senior photography. And if I'm honest, these five things that I'm going to go over today are things that I wish I had established right from the start when I started my photography business. So let's get into them. Tip number one, establish your pricing. Let's talk money. Establishing your pricing as a senior photographer involves several key considerations to ensure you are pricing your services effectively, competitively, but most important, profitably. Is that a word? You want to be making a profit. Unless you're doing this just for fun, which if you're listening to this podcast, I'm guessing you actually want to make money, you need to establish your pricing to make a profit. Begin by conducting thorough research on local market rates to understand the pricing landscape in your area. Now, before you think I mean go copy someone's pricing, that is not what I mean. Research is knowledge, but it is not intended to copy another photographer in your area's pricing. Just because the person down the street charges $150 does not mean that's what you should be charging. We don't know the ins and outs of everyone else's business, their expenses, etc. So we're only doing research so that you have the knowledge to know what is going on in your area. This research will help you determine a pricing structure that's both competitive and reflective of your skills and experience. Consider offering tiered packages that cater to different clients' needs and budgets, such as a basic package for those seeking just the essential services. In other words, you can have, whether you're all-inclusive or IPS, you can have a very basic package that is a limited amount of time and a limited number of locations. And if you include digitals, a limited number of digitals. But the point is to have a couple of options so clients can choose basic or they can go for the full experience, which would include additional features such as consultations or help with wardrobe, more time, more locations, an entire comprehensive experience. When setting your pricing, it's crucial not to undervalue your work. Take into account your expertise, your experience, the time invested in each session. And when I say time, that means the before, the during, the after the session, because there's so much more than the actual photo shoot itself. It's the time it takes to email. It's the time it takes to set up your marketing. It's the time it takes to create marketing materials to send to clients. It's the time it takes to drive to a session. It's the time on the session. It's the time to drive home from the session. It's the time to edit. It's the time to prepare products, etc. There's so much time involved, and we cannot overlook that. Also, consider your equipment cost, your expenses, everything that it takes to run your photography business. And make sure that you are pricing yourself in a way that covers all aspects of your business and allows for a sustainable income. Clearly communicate your pricing structure to your clients from the start in order to manage client expectations and avoid misunderstandings. Provide detailed information about what each package includes or session includes, any add-on options available, any policies regarding payment terms, deposits, and cancellations. I personally communicate pricing two ways to ensure that no one is surprised or confused. I don't really want people booking me that are not fully aware of my pricing because that just doesn't feel right to me. So I communicate my pricing via a phone call to the parent of the senior because ultimately they're the ones paying for it. And then again, in an email with a full magazine that gives them all the information they need in order to make the decision to hire me. By establishing transparent and well-defined pricing, you can attract the right clients, build trust, and showcase the value of your services effectively. Okay, tip number two is to craft solid contracts. Okay, I know what you're thinking. I don't know how to write a contract. I'm not a lawyer, neither am I, but there are so many resources out there for you to help you with this. And you've got to have a contract. Contracts help protect both you and your clients while ensuring clear expectations and guidelines. Start by developing comprehensive contracts that detail your services, including the type and duration of sessions, deliverables, usage rights, and any additional services or products offered. Clearly outline your fees, payment schedules, and accepted payment methods, specifying any deposits or installment plans required. Include detailed cancellation and rescheduling policies to manage client expectations and address unforeseen circumstances. That includes weather policies. Consult with a legal professional experienced in photography contracts to ensure your contracts are legally binding and comply with local laws and regulations. A great resource for contracts is The Legal Page. I will link her website in the show notes. Require clients to sign contracts before beginning any work or sessions to formalize the agreement and minimize disputes. Just be upfront, get it done right off the bat so you set the tone and you're professional from the get-go. Regularly review and update your contracts to reflect changes in your business policies, pricing, or services, ensuring that they remain current and relevant. I often find that my clients teach me when I need to update a contract. Sometimes that's a good thing, and sometimes it's due to something that wasn't necessarily pleasant, but I learned from it and added it to my contract. So don't be afraid to make adjustments as things come up. Providing clients with well-crafted and transparent contracts demonstrates professionalism, builds trust, and protects both parties throughout the client-photographer relationship. All right, tip number three is invest in continuous learning and growth. Never stop learning and growing, my friends. Stay on top of industry trends. Network like a boss and soak up knowledge like a sponge. Connect with fellow photographers, seek out mentors, and never be afraid to step out of your comfort zone. That's where the magic happens. Investing in continuous learning and growth is essential for staying competitive and evolving in the dynamic field of senior photography. Start by staying updated on the latest industry trends, techniques, and technology advancements. Attend workshops, seminars, and online courses offered by reputable photographers or experienced professionals to expand your knowledge and skills. For example, consider enrolling in a course on advanced lighting techniques for portrait photography or attending a seminar on marketing strategies for photographers. Networking with other photographers and industry professionals is also invaluable for continuous learning. Join photography groups or forums, both online and offline, to connect with peers, share experiences, and exchange valuable insights. Collaborate on projects, attend meetups or conferences, and participate in community events to broaden your network and stay inspired by others' work. Seeking feedback from mentors, peers, and even clients can provide valuable perspectives on your strengths and areas for improvement. Consider joining a mentorship program or seeking guidance from experienced photographers who can offer constructive criticism and advice tailored to your specific goals and challenges. Use feedback as a tool for self-assessment and continuous improvement. Finally, take time to reflect on your successes and challenges regularly. Analyze what strategies have worked well for your business and what areas may need refinement or adjustment. Use past experiences, both positive and negative, as learning opportunities to evolve your business strategies, improve client experiences, and enhance your overall photography skills. By investing in continuous learning and growth, you'll stay ahead of the curve and position yourself as a knowledgeable and skilled professional in senior photography. Now, if you are looking for an educational event, in-person retreat that will help you stay inspired, explore your creativity, and capture photos in amazing locations, I have not one but two retreat options for you. I'm hosting the Seniorology Spokesmodel Retreat in Charleston, South Carolina, November 10th through the 13th. Where we will plan out your entire spokesmodel program, including structure, pricing, and launch plan in just 3 days. You will also be able to capture amazing content to help market your team because my senior models will be modeling for us in not one, but two photo shoots. To find out more about this in-person retreat and to apply, visit www.seniorology.com/SM retreat. Or click the link in the show notes. The second retreat option is a business and marketing retreat for senior photographers that will be held February 3rd through the 5th in Las Vegas, Nevada. This retreat will concentrate on planning out your entire marketing for the year, including creating a bank of content, done reels, done email marketing campaigns, and more. We will capture photos of high school seniors in some truly bucket list worthy locations, including Seven Magic Mountains and Valley of Fire. In 3 days, you will not only be able to photograph some seniors in epic locations, but you'll have your marketing done so you can return home and work on other areas of your business, knowing that you will be marketing, getting inquiries, and getting booked. To find out more about this retreat and to apply, visit www.seniorology.com/bizretreat or click that link in the show notes. Okay, back to the tips. Tip number 4, market your business effectively. Get your online presence shining with a killer website and social media. Begin by creating a professional website that showcases your portfolio, services, pricing, and contact information. Your website should be visually appealing, mobile-friendly, and optimized for search engines to improve visibility. Okay, here's a tip on websites. There used to be the day where we could literally just put a bunch of pretty photos on a website and it would do the job for us. That does not work anymore. So if you currently have a website that is strictly portfolio, it's time to update your website. You've got to have more than pretty photos to market your business these days. So your website should be a combination of your beautiful photos with copy that uses keywords that will get you discovered on search engines, but will also speak directly to your ideal client, letting them know why they should book you for senior photos. Active engagement on social media platforms such as Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest is crucial for building brand awareness and attracting potential clients. So again, if you are currently using social media as just a portfolio, it's time to level up. Okay, it's time to start using it more strategically so that you are not only sharing your high quality images from your photo sessions, but you're also sharing why someone should book you in the form of video, reels, behind the scenes, client testimonials, and informative and educational posts related to senior photography. Gone are the days that we can, again, just post pretty photos. We've got to step up our game. Engage with your followers by responding to comments, hosting Q&A sessions, and participating in relevant hashtags and challenges. Maintaining a regularly updated blog or posting consistent content on social media helps demonstrate your expertise, creativity, and passion for senior photography. Share tips, client stories, industry news, inspirational content to keep your audience engaged and informed. Email marketing campaigns are effective for staying in touch with past clients, sharing updates, promotions, special offerings, and nurturing leads. Segment your email list based on client preferences and interests to deliver personalized content that resonates with each segment. Show off your stunning work, share those beautiful behind-the-scenes gems, and let your personality shine through. People want to know the face behind the lens. And hey, team up with some local businesses or influencers to expand your reach and reel in those dream clients. Collaborating with local businesses, influencers, or organizations can also expand your reach and attract potential clients. Partnering with a makeup artist, a hairstylist, a clothing boutique, or even an event planner for style photo shoots and joint promotions can introduce your services to new audiences and build valuable connections within your community. By implementing these marketing strategies consistently and creatively, you can effectively promote your senior photography business, attract new clients, and build a strong reputation in the industry. Okay, tip number five is to prioritize, if I could talk, prioritize customer service. We've got to wow our clients with top-notch service. It's all about going above and beyond to make them feel like royalty. This is a special year, guys, for your clients. Let's really make them feel special and like capture this year in such a unique way. Be responsive, be attentive, and show them some serious empathy. It goes a long way, trust me. Don't forget to communicate throughout the entire process. From booking to delivery, keep them in the loop every step of the way. Now, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I did not do that in the beginning. I thought all they really needed to know was where to show up and what time. That is not the case. I realized I was not giving the best customer service by only telling them when to show up and what time and where. So I created an entire system that now every time I get client feedback, that's the thing they're most often talking about how awesome I was at preparing them, giving them information, taking them step by step throughout the entire process. So look at your current workflow when it comes to prepping and customer service for your clients. Are you doing a great job, or could there be areas where you could improve? Are you giving them every bit of information they possibly need, or are you simply reacting to one of their questions? I actually never have questions from clients because I answer them before they're ever asked, and that is excellent customer service. Start by ensuring that you are highly responsive and attentive to your clients' inquiries and communications. This includes promptly replying to emails, messages, and phone calls, and being available to address any questions or concerns they may have. If you are getting inquiries of any kind via DM, via email, via phone call, whatever, and you're not promptly responding, or God forbid, not responding at all, because I get it, you get busy, but if you aren't responding in a timely manner and you think you could be or should be booking more, that's probably the reason. You've got to respond immediately because clients will move on to someone else who will. During the booking process, clearly outline your services, packages, pricing, and any policies to set realistic expectations. Maintain open and transparent communication throughout the entire photography process, keeping clients informed about scheduling, logistics, any updates or changes. Seniors want you to tell them what they need to know. They worry they might not show up on time or know what to bring or know how to show up. Make sure you're telling them. Go above and beyond. Consider personalizing your services to meet individual clients' needs and preferences. For example, you could offer customized session packages or provide complimentary extras such as pre-session consultation, wardrobe styling tips, or location scouting assistance. During the actual photo session, create a comfortable and enjoyable atmosphere for your clients by being friendly, encouraging, helping them with posing, and being patient. After delivering the final images, follow up with clients to ensure their satisfaction and address any feedback or suggestions they may have. Learn from your clients and don't be afraid to ask them what they loved most and maybe where you could improve. Encourage them to leave reviews or testimonials to showcase your excellent customer service to potential clients. Do not overlook Google reviews. Ask for them. Clients probably won't leave them on their own, but you can encourage them to leave them and maybe even reward them with maybe an extra sneak peek or something that you think they will enjoy. Use client feedback as valuable insights to continuously improve your services, whether it's refining your photography techniques, updating your packages, or enhancing the overall client experience. By prioritizing exceptional customer service, you not only meet but exceed client expectations, leading to positive word-of-mouth referrals and potentially repeat business. Okay, guys, there you have it, the business side of senior photography, pricing, contracts, and customer service. Remember, success in this industry requires not only talent behind the lens, but also effective business management skills. Thank you so much for listening today. I would absolutely love to help you in any way when it comes to the business side of senior photography. So please don't hesitate to reach out to me. Ask me questions, send me an email or DM. I love hearing from you. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss a new episode, and please share it with your photography friends too. If you like this episode, please let me know. I love hearing from my listeners and would love to hear from you too. You can leave a review or email me directly and let me know what other topics you would like to hear on the podcast. I'll be back next week with an all new episode. See you guys then. Thank you for listening to the Seniorology Podcast.